This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, the next question is very good, and this applies to everybody, men and women and young and old. What is the best way to balance? And this is for university study, the question, but I'm going to put it general. What is the best way to balance university studies with doing as much good deeds as we can during Ramadan? So let's take it. Let's take this question and let's apply it to everybody, right? Those who work and they have to work, and those who study and they have to study, those who are at home and they have to take care of their family. That's a lot of work. Young children, or they have their parents, older parents, they have to take care of them, right? How do we balance? Basically, and subhanAllah, very recently we had this discussion. When Allah brought Ramadan for us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this a blessing and obligation for us, and when He said it in His words, subhana, in the Quran, what did He say? Right? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month that the Quran was revealed. Right? فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصومه. Whomsoever live or see the month, they need to fast. That's the obligation. Right? And then وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. Those who were travelers or sick, then they make it up later. Right? Allah didn't say we have to, the life has to stop and we have to do nothing. Right? Allah said, bring the balance back. And see what I am saying. Bring the balance back, because outside Ramadan, the balance is like that. This is dunya and this is my akhirah. My focus, my time, my efforts, my energy, my planning is about my dunya. Most of us, we focus on this. I need to be successful. I need to study. I have to get A+. I am in law school. I am in medical school. I am in this. I just got married. I need to focus on my house. All this, it's all dunya. I'm not saying it's haram, but I'm talking about the balance. And then how often I think about my Akhirah, my place in Jannah, my meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, me being in the grave, what Allah will ask me, what I'm going to answer, it's usually much less focus. Ramadan, I need to bring it back. I need to bring the balance back. And in the last 10 days specifically, I need the balance to be like that. So, what does that mean? That means everything that I have to do, I continue to do. And pay attention to what I said. I have to do. Meaning, universities. I cannot take time off from university. I can't. Can't take time off from university. Okay, that's not, Allah did not tell me that. It's not an excuse. I drop university because it's a month of Ramadan. No. And we all know this. We all know this statement. The Sahaba fought the Battle of Badr, the most difficult battle, where their numbers were like this. More than 1,000 and 300, the believers, and more than 1,000 are the disbelievers. In the day of Ramadan, not the night, the day of Ramadan, they were fasting. Didn't stop, didn't, Rasulullah didn't tell them, let's delay the battle till after Ramadan. We'll get tired. We have to pray Taraweeh in the night. No. What does that teach me? Balance. And I can serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything I do. Serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only in Qiyamul Layl, in night salah, in my Taraweeh. It's beautiful. But how about if I couldn't do it? Right? So for the university, absolutely you go to your university. Absolutely you do what you have to do. That's pleasing to Allah. But I do it in the way it pleases Allah. I stay away from anything and everything that is displeasing to Allah during my study, during my work. Because I'm fasting and I'm a Muslim and I'm pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And two, I keep my obligations, my salah, obligatory salah. I do it. I'm fasting, alhamdulillah, I do my salah. What about my Quran? Do your best. Do your best. As I said, the sunnah is Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam finished the Quran once in Ramadan. And then the year he passed away, كان يتدارس, this is what he said alayhi salatu wasalam. كان يتدارس القرآن مع جبريل في كل رمضان مرة. The meaning, he used to review, subhanAllah, the Quran with Sayyidina Jibreel once in the month of Ramadan, every Ramadan. Actually, scholars have also extrapolate from this that it is a sunnah that you read the Quran with a friend, especially if you're a hafiz or a hafiza, you read it with someone else. And in the last year, before he passed away, he did it twice. So you do your best to finish one part of the Quran, right? Whether you do it all in reading, and again, we need to look at our reality, and I'm doing my best. So if I spend 10 or 12 hours in my university, can any of these classes in Ramadan, can I take them later on? Can you do your best to free yourself in Ramadan if possible? You do your best on a personal level. Can I, anything that I can delay it till after Ramadan, because it's only 24 hours, it's a long day of fasting, I'll get tired, can I do? But if you cannot, of course, your work, if you can take time off, take it in Ramadan, of course. If you cannot, then your work, you do it in the best way, this will be pleasing to Allah. So the balance, the obligations you hold on them, stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Qiyamul layl, maybe it is difficult for you to do the whole 20 or the 8 rukat. Do as much as you can, as many as you can. Do your best, and Allah will make it easy. Ya Rabbi, Ameen.